Yes, is Ted Bell there?
Yes, ma'am, right here at your service.
At my service.
Yes, ma'am.
You're disgusting. You have absolutely no right to park in any handicapped park, any handicapped designated space.
How come there's no handicapped people in those spaces?
Yes, there are people that need them, and as a matter of...
No, not in Beverly Hills. We don't have that many.
Oh, you really? You don't, do you?
We don't have the cripple in Beverly Hills the way you may have in Buena Park or wherever you're from. What we're talking about is...
Why do you got to call him the cripple?
Because we don't have them here.
Yes, you do have them there.
And really?
If
who?
If you want to be politically incorrect and call them cripples, go ahead.
Who name me a cripple in Beverly Hills.
I suppose I could be politically incorrect.
How about this? Christopher Reeve.
He doesn't live in Beverly Hills.
He's got a lot of money, though, doesn't he?
He doesn't live
right
in Beverly Hills. He lives in New York. He lives in New York. He lives in New York.
Ted,
he lives in New
Ted.
York. He lives in...
Shut up, Ted.
Why doesn't he just get himself fixed, Ted? He's got all the money in the world. Why doesn't he get himself fixed
because he
can just walk around?
Because cripples in New York don't get themselves fixed.
You know what?
Oh, I see. Why?
Because they like it.
You know what? You're an idiot. And
I'm an idiot.
Listen,
we have a pride situation in Beverly Hills, ma'am. No guy, Shorty Telmer was the last guy to walk down the street with one leg shorter than the other in this town. And he was the laughing stock until he got it fixed.
Can you shut up for a second? I graduated from UCLA. I have been in Beverly Hills.
Sorry to hear about that.
I have also seen people like you, able-bodied people, parking in handicapped places, skipping merrily away without giving a darn about it because they're so ignorant that they think, like you, that cripples don't live in Beverly Hills.
I have certain gifts I have to purchase for Christmas, okay?
Well, I just feel so bad for you.
And as Ted Bell and as a mover and shaker in this town, I need to get gifts for certain producers.
You know what? I have never heard of you.
Well, you
I
live
have
in
lived in California all my life, and I have never heard of Ted Bell.
You know who Bob Taglin is?
No.
You don't know who Bob Taglin is?
You know who I know who is?
Who?
Ted Snell. That's you, Ted Snell. You smell bad,
yeah,
you look bad,
well,
your
you
food's
know what?
Bad.
Hey, why don't you shove it? That way you can
why
taste it,
too. Why don't you shove it?
Why don't you jam it there, you dirty
you moronic
thing?
Yeah,
make me sick of your rotten stick and pull rock dirt.
Okay. I can't keep going with this. You're going to have to get him under control. Ted? Ted?
Oh.
Look at...
Hey, tell that lady I'm parked in a cripple spot right now!